Lifelong Pathways Document QMSP03 Feedback, Complaints and Disputes Procedure. Feedback, Complaints and Disputes Procedure. 1. Purpose. To outline the processes through which Lifelong Pathways manages feedback, complaints and disputes in a manner that is fair, prompt, confidential and without retribution. 2. Procedure. Lifelong Pathways are committed to regularly seeking feedback, both positive and negative, from clients and others affected by Lifelong Pathways services. Upholding the rights of persons with a disability. Handling feedback, complaints and disputes in a manner that is fair, transparent, prompt and confidential. Attempting to resolve all complaints and disputes. Ensuring that there is never any recrimination or retribution for those who provide feedback or make complaints. Persons with a disability, and all clients, have the right to services that do not result in abuse, harm, neglect and violence. Provide feedback which is used to direct service reviews and improvement. Be treated with respect. The protection of privacy. Fair, equitable, timely, professional and consistent feedback and complaint handling. Clear explanations of the reasons for decisions that are made. Any person who wishes to may provide feedback or make a complaint to Lifelong Pathways. Feedback may be provided about any aspect of the undertakings of Lifelong Pathways, including but not limited to the content or quality of Lifelong Pathways services, the actions or conduct of a Lifelong Pathways worker, other Lifelong Pathways processes or activities. Feedback and complaints may be submitted to Lifelong Pathways in one of four ways. The Lifelong Pathways Feedback and Complaints Form. In person, to any Lifelong Pathways worker. By telephone. In an appropriate written format, including but not limited to mail and email. If a particular result is desired for the person providing feedback or making a complaint, then action will only be taken to implement that particular outcome, if adequate contact details are provided. Anonymous complaints will be accepted and considered as far as possible. Personal information communicated when providing feedback or making a complaint will only be used by Lifelong Pathways to review feedback and complaints and communicate the outcome of reviews to the person who provided the feedback or made the complaint. Clients will not be charged for any items related to investigating or responding to feedback or a complaint. Once received, the director will, as necessary, assign a review to determine what happened to result in the feedback or complaint. The lessons, positive and negative, that can be learned by the organization. Areas in which Lifelong Pathways can improve the performance of its processes and personnel. What actions, if any, will be taken by Lifelong Pathways to improve the performance of its processes and personnel. An appropriate response, where necessary, to the person who provided the feedback or made the complaint. Where contact details have been provided, persons who provide feedback or make a complaint will receive an acknowledgement that their submission has been received. A detailed response will be provided to the person providing feedback or making a complaint, when their contact details are available, and there is a desired outcome listed in the feedback or complaint which was made, or a review is conducted which finds opportunities for improvement in the services of Lifelong Pathways. Detailed responses will be provided in writing to all persons involved in the dispute. If a person providing feedback or making a complaint is not satisfied with the detailed response provided by Lifelong Pathways, they may seek a further review of this response by contacting the director of Lifelong Pathways in writing, email or telephone. The director will then consider the response of lifelong pathways to the matter in dispute. Once finalized, the director will ensure that a written confirmation of the dispute decision is provided in writing to all persons involved in the dispute. For NDIS services, should a person not be satisfied with the dispute decision which is communicated to them, then a complaint may be raised with the NDIS Commission. The NDIS Commission may be contacted to make a complaint by the following methods. Telephone. On 1-800-035-544. TTY on 133-677. National Relay Service. Ask for 1-800-035-544. For consulting services, should a person not be satisfied with the dispute decision which is communicated to them, then a complaint may be raised with the Health and Community Services Complaints Commissioner. The Health and Community Services Complaints Commissioner may be contacted to make a complaint by the following methods. The online complaint form at http://www.hcc.sa.governor.au/online-complaint-form. Telephone on 08-8226-8666 or 1-800-232-007. The director should ensure that feedback, complaints and disputes are considered as party reviews of service delivery that are conducted by Lifelong Pathways.